Can we welcome up Joy Barham? Hello.
Hello.
A few weeks ago, you were in Manchester on a bus and you met a lovely lady. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I was just sitting next to this lady who was in her 70s on this bus in Manchester, and we just had a really nice chat. And then halfway through the conversation, she told me that she'd got rheumatoid arthritis. So I just told her a little bit about some of the healings we've been seeing here at the King's Arms and asked her if I could pray for her. And she said, yes, of course, you know, now. And I said, yeah, that's fine. So I just laid my hands on her hands and just prayed for the power of God to come. And then I just sort of waited, and then I wanted to make it normal, so we started sort of talking. But I noticed that she was doing this with her hand that I'd prayed for, and I said, oh, is there any difference? And she said, yeah, before I could just hold my hand like this, and now I can cause my fingertips to touch my hand like this. And I just said, oh, well, you know, that's God. You know, he loves you and he wants to heal you and he doesn't want you to have this anymore. And she said, oh, my knees are in pain too. So I said, oh, can I pray for your knees then? So I laid hands on her knees and prayed for those. And I asked her if there was any change. And she said she wouldn't be able to tell until she got off the bus. And I got off before her, so I don't know about that. But I just then said to her, you know, you can carry on praying for yourself at home. So we talked a bit about church, and she went to church, wasn't quite sure if she knew God or not. But I just said, you know, you can lay hands on your knees when you go home and you can ask for the power of God to heal you. I just talked to her a bit about the church, and she said, oh, if I lived in Bedford, I'd come to your church.
That's so exciting. And Joy, I know you're on a journey with this. It's still something that you have to step out in. What advice would you give to people who are wanting to have a go?
Just be really sensitive and just be sort of like looking out for opportunities. So I think for me with that, just having a really normal conversation and then suddenly she mentioned that she was ill, I just knew that why not step out? Why not ask her? I mean, she could have said no and we could have carried on talking, but it was just worth the risk, and it was an adventure.
So good. Rheumatoid arthritis in the hand healed on a bus. That's pretty cool. Let's thank God for what he's done.